Lauderdale Rose and Saints, which will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. Leading off, playing shortstop today will be Matt Mittendorf. Batting second, playing second base, will be Matt Schmidt. Doing the catching today, batting third, will be Cody Eichers. Playing first base, batting fourth, Pat Ilias. Batting fifth, the pitcher today, Ethan Volk. Batting sixth, playing third base, Austin Hadley. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Kevin Kapler. Batting eighth, the manager of the All Rosa Saints, A.J. Hadley, which will be doing a designated hitting today. He will be batting for Austin Emdick, the center fielder. And batting ninth, the right fielder, James Kapler. For the Richmond Royals, leading off, playing center field will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, the shortstop, Adam Buckus. Batting third, the left fielder, Dusty Adams. Batting fourth, the catcher, Cole Schmidt. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Scott Rigamer. Batting sixth, the designated hitter today will be Dan Hansen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Corey Niewen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Brent Rigamer. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Kyle Buddy. And doing the pitching today for Richmond Royals will be Luke Zocola, the left-hander. He will be DH for by Dan Hansen. That's your starting lineups for this elimination Region 15C game between El Rosa and Richmond.
Luke Jokel on the mound, taking his warm-up tosses. And, Don, we got to see Luke pitch in last week's ball game, and Luke went into the seventh inning or eighth inning last week. I forget, because coming on in relief of Luke last week pick up the save, actually, for Richmond in that exciting win over New London Spicer.
Eli
was...
Eli Emerson, wasn't he?
No. I'm having a block here now.
Me too.
It was D.J. Schleicher.
D.J. Schleicher,
there you go.
Well, Eli pitched...
He pitched the first game for Richmond in relief after Alex Buddy came out.
What's this, their 11th game?
This is the 11th game.
Okay. Excuse us, folks.
you're claiming 11th game confusion.
It's kind of a blur.
Okay.
It's hard to think back on all the games.
All righty, here we go. Matt Mittendorf in the batter's box facing the left-hander Luke Jokela. And the first pitch from Jokela to Mittendorf, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Oh, do you know Luke Jokela? I have no idea how old he would
be. I do, yeah. Luke is either 23 or 24. Graduated in 2012 from Mercori High School.
Okay.
And I believe Luke has got an acquaintance that has a family baseball tradition too, as Mittendorf rips it into left field. I think his girlfriend is daughter of Gary Newthotman. So,
okay. Small world.
Yeah. So Mitty starts it off with a base hit to left field off of Luke Jokela. And that'll bring Matt Schmitz to the plate. As Matt takes high for a ball, 1-0.
Boy, Matty's having a great region tournament so far. He's 4-for-8 in the first two ball games with a base and ball, double, hit by pitch, couple of strikeouts, but leads off again here with another base hit.
There's a pitch a little bit low for a ball and 1-1.
Matt Schmidt's 2-for-9 so far. Top of the order, looks like it could be the table setters here for Pat Ilias and the rest of the crew.
Mittendorf goes on to play. Jokela picks him off, throw to second. Bouncing in the dirt is the throw from Niewen. Mittendorf takes off for third, and he's going to go in sliding. And so Jokela had Mittendorf picked off, and Niewen's throw bounced up to Adam Backus, and Backus couldn't slap the tag on him. It'll be an error on the throw.
Yes, it will.
And allows Mittendorf to go to third.
If he's top of the order, these leadoff hitters, the havoc they can raise on the bases. We've seen last night with Kyle Leaser, he gets on base, he steals bases, makes all kinds of things happen.
Matt Schmitz at the plate, takes inside for a ball, now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. We got Dean Schaefer and Damon and Jake Harrison. They're listening in Ivanhoe, Minnesota today. So thanks for listening, guys. The Region 15C baseball action. There's a strike call to Matt Schmidt, and the count 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. So Ivanhoe, Minnesota, listening today. Okay, where's Ivanhoe? As Jokola delivers, Schmidt swings and misses strike two, and 3-2 now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. You got to take out Google and look, Don.
I'll have to Google it.
From. Or ask Siri. Siri will know.
Yeah.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Schmidt will follow it back and out of play. The old automatic 3-2 follow off.
Maybe you can tweet it.
Oh, they'll let us know shortly. 3-2 the count to Matt Schmidt, waiting on deck, Cody Eichers. No score if you're just joining us. Top of the first inning, Matt Middorf at third. Nobody out. The pitch low inside, ball four. And Jokola has worked himself a little jam here in the first inning. First and third, nobody out. Bring Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody swinging that orange bat. That's the max bat, too, that he's got there.
Yeah. Is he who graced our presence up here in the press box?
The one, the only Joe Hoppy.
Yeah, the only one and only.
Yeah, the one and only.
There ain't too many like Joe.
Yeah. I think Joe knows his press box well, of course, sat in here probably after many Silver Streak practices.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
That's why they got rid of the coach.
Hey, Joe, do us a favor. Go find the bat that Joe Stengler was talking about that's shaped like an axe. We'd like to put it in Don Heinen's hands once and see what it feels like. The axe bat.
I feel like an axe.
Oh, on the count to Cody Eichers as Luke Jokola delivers high for a ball and 1-1.
Feel like an axe and look like a lumberjack, right?
That's right.
One ball. That didn't come out right.
Yeah, you better pronounce your words correctly.
Axe.
First and third. A little bit outside, and the count 2-1 now to Cody Eichers. On deck at Ilias. Ilias moved up in the batting order, Don. He was lower in the batting order last weekend. Getting a few more at bats. Maybe a little bit more comfortable up in the order.
I think he was batting like sixth, wasn't he?
Sixth or seventh, yeah.
Well, he can.
2-1 the count as Eichers, a fly ball to straightaway center field. Alex Buddy has it measured, makes the catch for the out. Mittendorf will tag. He will score the game's first run, and 1-0 El Rosa with the lead.
Sack fly there by Cody Eichers. Cody's still kind of still looking for his first hit of the tournament.
Bring Pat Ilias to the plate. It's amazing what a two-run homer will do for you.
Absolutely.
Right? Oh, there it is. Look at that.
Nice.
The handle, like an X. We're trying to describe this to the listening audience now, Don.
So you can hold it any way you want.
Only one way, because you want to hold it like. And that's the way you want to swing it. Yeah.
So you shouldn't screw up and hold it the wrong way.
That's right.
Like you normally did, man. Nice.
Nice. Thank you for bringing that up here.
Thanks,
Nick Stengler, for joining us up here, bringing that up.
Yeah, can't hold it wrong.
Yeah. At the plate, it's Pat Ilias, a count of 0-2, runner at first, Matt Schmitz. Ilias will take outside for a ball, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. That's an interesting concept, though, that makes you hold the bat the right way.
Well, yeah, you couldn't hold it wrong so that the trademark was wrong.
Right.
So it makes a difference. Instead of rolling it in your hands, you got to get that knob right back to the top part of your hand again. Or the bottom part, I should say.
1 ball, 2 strikes. Schmidt, the small lead at first. Jokola kicks and delivers. And Ilias, a pop-up over on the left side of the infield. Adam Bacchus in that high sky calls for to make the catch for the out. I was watching Kyle Buddy. He was backpedaling a little bit, too, and Kyle probably could have tried for it, but Kyle was doing a lot of stutter-stepping there, and it's a tough sky right now for the infielders.
That shortstop ball are behind third base.
So two outs here in the first inning. 1-0 Al Rosa leads. If you're just joining us, Ethan Bode at the plate, and Ethan takes a strike call to 0-1. This is a state qualifier game. Winning, you're in. Losing, you go home. So a lot on the line here this afternoon in New Munich. Regal has punched their ticket, along with St. Martin and Lake Henry, to this year's state tournament.
That'll start next weekend.
Yeah, beat Meyer Grove 5-3 today. Jokola kicks and delivers, and Ethan Bowe takes high for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ready again, Jokola comes home, and Bowe lines this down the left field line. Just foul, one hop, and down that left field line, bouncing in between a couple vehicles. I don't know if it put a good enough dent in red vehicle for Leo and Jolene.
I think they're safe on that one. I think that was just a glancing blow.
All right, they'll have more time for that car from last night in farming. Here's a pitch inside, a ball, and now 2-2. Again, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. I'll provide inning-by-inning updates on Twitter, at Chasm Randy. Two balls, two strikes. Schmitz has lead. The pitch and a swing and a miss. Votes out on strikes, and that will do it for El Rosa here in the first. One run, one hit, one error, and one left on. After a half an inning, El Rosa 1, Richmond are coming to bat. More baseball here on KASM in 1 minute.
At Paynesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now. From the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Paynesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond.
From the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, this is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the first inning coming up as Richmond set to bat with Alex Buddy, Adam Bacchus, and Dusty Adams. And I did get a text message from Gary and Ruth Otten and Don, so I am safe. Luke is still going out with their daughter, Sammy. So, yep. And I guess they're driving to a wedding in Isle, Minnesota. Gary and Ruth are now listening to the baseball broadcast. And Gary Ottman says, Don and Randy have faces for radio. So I,
oh, we do that.
Yeah. And, of course, instead of good luck, Richmond, they say good Luke, Richmond.
Good Luke.
Good job. Here's Alex Buddy at the plate. The first pitch from Ethan Bowen. Strike and 0-1. Buddy, a chopper up the middle. Mittendorf fields it on the second hop. Flipped to first and 6-3 on a foot out of Alex Buddy. One down here in the first for the Royals. Lots of folks following us today on Twitter, and thank you for doing that. You can follow us at Chasm Randy. Bacchus takes a strike called and 0-1.
Alex Buddy was 4-for-8 in this tournament already, and
Adam Bacchus rips it foul down the third baseline and the count 0-2 not a Bacchus.
Adam Bacchus also having a great regional tournament so far, 4-for-8 with a couple of doubles, a couple of base on balls, so he's on base.
Yes, he is. Tweaked that knee of his a little bit last weekend. sliding into second base, but it looks like he's okay. Pitches a ball, one ball, two strikes. Bacchus takes outside, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The kick to pitch by Boat outside, and the count full 3-2. Ethan Boat, Don, just a veteran that has so much experience. And, you know, somebody would tell us Ethan's age, and you'd go, seriously? He's only that old? He's been around since he was playing as a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss by Bacchus. He's out on strikes.
Young man, got a lot of innings in that arm and pitched for the Gophers for a while. He pitched in the Woodbat League.
In the Northwoods League. So he has pitched in many different places. I think he was over in Ridgewater to start his career, actually,
so.
Too, and then went to the Gophers. Dusty Adams at the plate. The first pitch to Dusty is a strike call. Kirby Himmish told me a cool story about Dusty this week at the office, and Dusty follows his back and out of play, and the count 0-2. Of course, Dusty last weekend came up with a lot of guys in scoring position, and we kind of hit on that a lot. And Kirby said, I took Dusty aside, and I said, Dusty, just do what you do normally and just slap it in there. You're not going to hit a home run. And Dusty slapped a hit to left field, and he looked at Kirby at second base when Kirby saw him at second, and he goes, but Kirby, it's hard to do. Dusty takes a call, strike three. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played an inning. It's Alrosa 1, Richmond nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Scooters Trucking in Alrosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in Alrosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the Alrosa Saints.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you at New Munich. Top of the second inning, Austin Hadley will lead it off for Alrosa. Austin will be followed by Kevin Kiefler and A.J. Hadley. It's two. Austin Hadley is low for a ball, 1-0. Here's Luke Jokula's pitch. That's inside, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Hadley ground ball to short. Bacchus fields it. Third hop. Throws on to first. Niewin can't come up with the scoop. And safe at first is Austin Hadley on a throwing error by Adam Bacchus.
Yeah, Adam made a nice play on that ball and just threw it on the run like most shortstops that we've seen in this region so far. And short hop Corey at first, tried to backhand it. Kind of a swipe, sweep tag or swipe that he was going to make at the ball, and it just kind of knocked it away from him.
There's Kevin Kiefler, 1-0 Alrosa. Kiefler shows bunt, pitches high for ball 1-0. Matt Mittendorf led off the first with a base hit. He went to second and then to third on a throwing error by Richmond. So the Royals' second error in two consecutive innings. There's a strike to Kiefler in one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Jokula goes to first. Hadley back safely.
Well, it was like a chorus of backs in that dugout by El Rosa. <It's>
like, everybody's watching, aren't they? Lots of coaches. Pitch a little bit low to Austin Hadley, and the count, 2-1. Of course, hard to believe, fall sports, high school starts practices on Monday, so your football, volleyball, cross country, I think some swimmers, they'll all head back to the practice fields with high school sports practices starting on Monday.
A lot of registration done already for schools.
3-1 now to Kevin Keepler. Jokla delivers high, ball 4, and as in the first inning, the Saints get 2 on with nobody out. In a sacrifice situation here for player manager A.J. Hadley.
So you think as a manager of the designated hitter, you look at the coach at third, do you do what he says? Do you just kind of, okay, wait a minute here.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of communication.
Oh, yes, they do.
I mean, that Pat Ilias is coaching over at third now.
Pat used to manage a long time.
Hadley in the batter's box. Jokla kicks and delivers. There's a strike called and 0-1. No balls, 1. Jokla throws to first. Austin Hadley went to third on the play there, Don, as Richmond wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
Hadley took third on a throw being made. Now A.J. takes another called strike in 0-2 to A.J. Hadley. The ball is 2. Throw to first, and back safely is Kevin Keefler.
Munich putting on a beautiful Region 15 seed tournament here. They got all the accommodations that you need.
Hadley, a foul ball down the right field line, past the bullpen area, down the right field line, and the count to Hadley at 0-2. Runners now at first and third. Austin Hadley over at third. Kevin Keefler at first. Keefler goes a hit and run as they. Ball laced into right field, a base hit. Austin Hadley will score. Throw comes back into the infield, and now 2-0 El Rosa with the RBI single by A.J. Hadley.
What a nice piece of hitting by A.J., wasn't it, Randy? Just punched that hole on the right side there, and keeper didn't pick up Pat right away. I think he kind of slowed down, didn't know if he should slide or not, and he got up, and he looked, and the ball was through the hole, and he wanted to go, and he decided not to.
Bring James Keefler to the plate. James puts down a bunt. Good bunt. Colt Schmidt has to pop out. Throws to first. In time. Just a bang-bang play over at first base. James Keefler does his job. That was so close. Bob Kramer making the call on the base.
Yes, there. It was. Got Steve Miller, I think, coaching at first base over there.
Bring Matt Mittendorf, the leadoff hitter, to the plate. Score that. 2-3 on the play. Colt Schmidt's with that throw. One out. Kevin Keefler heads to third. A.J. Hadley at second. And the infield in on the grass already for the Royals here in the second inning. They don't want to give up any more runs. Trailing already 2-0 to El Rosa. Jokula kicks, delivers. Mittendorf takes low for a ball and 2-0. 2-0. Here comes the squeeze. Mittendorf puts the bunt down, but it's foul, and 2-1. Boy, Kevin Keefler was just about home already when the ball hit the bat.
Almost stole home, didn't he?
He almost did, yes. Two won the count to Mittendorf. Mitty 1-for-1 so far today. He scored the first run for El Rosa. And he'll take inside and 3-1.
Jokla's throwing quite a few pitches here so far. Only in the second inning.
3-1 the count. take the pitch. Strike two call to Matt Middendorf. And now 3-2. Luke Jokula kicks, delivers 3-2. Middendorf will follow back and out of play. And the count stays full at 3-2. The right guy up here at the plate with Matty Middendorf. Guys in scoring positions having a hot regional tournament so far. Puts the ball in play. Runs well. Good shortstop. Middendorf places it into left field. A solid base hit. Keepler will score. Here comes A.J. Hadley. The cut, the throw home, and Cole Schmitz was playing up the line, and Hadley runs right by Cole Schmitz.
Wow.
Had Cole been at home, they would have had him out. Kyle Buddy cut the throw, and the fourth run is scored for El Rosa. Now 4-0 El Rosa.
Not quite sure where Cole was going on that. He almost had to stay home to see where the play was going to be, and they had the cutoff up about 30 feet up the third baseline, but Cole was up 25 feet, just about 20 feet up the line.
So Middendorf, 2-for-2 today, and it'll bring Matt Schmitz to the plate. 3 runs in the inning, and now a single up the middle by Matt Schmitz. And it'll bring Cody Eichers to the plate. In Richmond, there is activity in the bullpen. Looks like Eli Emerson throwing down the line, and Andy Bauer's going to go out and have a word with the Royals left-hander.
That is Eli.
So on to third went Matt Middendorf on Matt Schmidt's single up the middle. And the Royals find themselves in a deep hole that's going to be tough to dig out of when you've got Ethan Vogt on the mound.
Absolutely, Randy. I have to agree with you. You give him a lead, he's kind of like a Nolan Ryan, isn't he, when he gets rolling?
He really is.
Well, it's always a little easier on a pitcher if you got a nice lead. You go up there and you just kind of concentrate on throwing strikes. Don't have to work quite so hard around the hitters.
Power back to the Royal dugout. At the plate, Cody Eichers, and Cody takes low for a ball from Luke Jokula. 1-0. Middendorf at third, Schmitz at first. 3 runs in, 4-0. El Rosa with the lead. Throw to first, Schmitz back, and now Luke Jokula glances over to third. He sets himself on the mound and comes home, pitches low for a ball, and 2-0. Just not seeing the Luke Jokula down that we saw last Sunday, where he was always right there, first
plate,
pitch strikes. As Eichers, a line drive to second. They throw back to first. It gets by Niewind. It's going to score Middendorf. Schmitz goes to second, so a throwing error on Brent Rugemer. And the third error for the Richmond Royals. It's now 5-0. So they get an out, second out of the inning, but an error on Rugemer's throw, allowing Schmitz to score, or Schmitz to go to second and Middendorf to score. Two outs. And here's Pat Ilias. And Ilias swings and misses. Strike one. Matt Schmitz, the base runner at second.
Eli warming up with a little bit more intensity here right now.
It's low. And 1-1 the count. And ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Ilias, a swing and a miss, as Jokula fools him with that pitch, and 1-2.
That's probably the first good curveball I've seen from Jokula
today. I agree, yeah. One ball, two strikes.
Maybe he's a little pumped up for this game, too. It's overthrowing the curveball, slider, whatever it is.
Another breaking ball there. Ilias swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that will do it for Al Rosa in the second. They come up big as they score four runs on three hits. There were two Richmond Royal Airs and one left on base. We played an inning and a half. It's Al Rosa 5, Richmond nothing. More to come. 1 minute here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, Al Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. Al Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. Al Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the Al Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Andy Rothstein, Don Hannon with you this afternoon here on KASM Radio. Bottom of the second inning, 5-0 Al Rosa over the Richmond Royals. As Ethan Boat delivers to Cole Schmitz, and Cole falls this back and out of play, and the count 0-1 to Cole. It'll be Cole Schmitz, Scott Rugemer, and Dan Hansen facing the right-hander Ethan Boat. Boat retired the side, 1-2-3 in the first inning, and Schmidt swings and misses at strike two. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ethan Boat's pitch outside, ball two and two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Boat's curveball a little bit inside, and the count full at 3-2. Foley and Clear Lake playing over in Region 1C. That game 2-2, bottom of the seventh inning. Moorhead beat Cold Spring earlier today, 3-1, and Schmitz will walk, leading off the second for the Royals. Raymond beat St. Augustine Region 11C earlier today, 4-2. And here comes Scott Rugemer to the plate.
Richmond needs to start pecking away at this 5-0 lead here. Got to get a run here and there.
Rugemer will chop this one foul.
Can't try to get them all back at once.
That's right.
You got to work on it a little bit, get some base runners. Hey, you get a couple guys on, guy hits a blast, you're right back in this game.
So the foul ball by Rugemer down the third baseline, 0-1 the count. The Royals do not have a hit on the scoreboard yet. Ethan Boat's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ethan Boat delivers, and Rugemer swings and misses. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. That's always, I think, a manager's worst nightmare, is to get down big early on in the game.
Yeah.
It's like that. That's where you really have to manage hard and keep your guys in the game. Hopefully they can be resilient, battle back. And for Al Rosa, Don, that's the biggest thing, to hold on to a five. I've been in those situations where it's tough to hold leads like that. Rugemer lines it to left center field, and this one is back by the fence and gone. A two-run blast for Scott Rugemer, and it's 5-2 here in the second.
Got all of that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Rugemer takes it deep to left center field. Now 5-2 here in the second. Nobody out. Dan Hansen to the plate. What is that? The sixth, seventh home run now in this tournament. There were six going into today.
I believe so, yes.
right back there now, Randy. You got two runs back on the board. Now peck away at a couple more. You get this game close again. You put Del Rosa on your toes again.
Hanson, first pitch. A ball, and now there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Home runs lift the spirit. Don't they have a crowd?
They really do. A crowd and of a bench.
Yes, it does. Get you fired back up again.
Pitch to Dane Hanson, a swing and a miss. Strike two. Well, Hanson was pulling everything there. That whole head and shoulder was out in front of that baseball. One ball, two strikes. And Hanson will follow that one back and over our heads. That's almost the closest one since that ball hit that steel post last weekend, Don.
Almost seen the scenes on that one.
One ball, two strikes to Hanson. And he'll chop it foul again at the plate. The count stays 1-2. The more I think back to that incident last week where you had your head down and you were talking, I'm glad you didn't see that.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm afraid what would have come out of your mouth.
Man, that was cold.
Yeah. That's probably the clean way around.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, pitch in the dirt. And Hanson, Corey Niewen on deck, and Hanson fouls it again at the plate. The count stays 2-2.
Once the scene is coming, right?
That's right. Region 15 scene. Now, we'll probably get into those brackets a little bit more tomorrow, Don, because we know where some of the teams could play that are seated. Not all. Hanson swings and misses, and both gets him on strikes. First out of the inning for Richmond, one out. And Corey Niewen up to the plate. Brent Ruggemer on deck for Richmond. Richmond and Al Rosa, they both draw good. Big,
yes,
they
do.
Bring big crowds. Pitch to Niewen, low for a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Ethan Vogt delivers outside of all, and now 2-0.
A lot of the Regal contingency stuck this out, too, for this game. They want to see who they're going to play next.
There's a strike called, and 2-1. Of course, Ethan Vogt has got kind of a Richmond tie. He married a girl from Richmond. Married Carrie Schrader.
Carrie, yes.
Number of years back, there's a strike called an Ewan, and 2-2. And check swing by Corey Niewen. The base umpire says, no, he didn't go around, and the count full at 3-2.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun that year doing the regions in Richmond, didn't we, with Gary and
they're saying 2-2, and Pat Ilias was saying it was a foul ball at the plate. Okay. Two balls, two strikes. Vogt ready on the mound as he comes home, and Niewen swings and misses. He's out on strike. Boy, Ethan just kept working away to Corey Niewen. So after that two-run blast by Scotty Ruggemer, Ethan Vogt responds with two strikeouts. In the ballgame now, Ethan with four strikeouts through the first inning and two-thirds.
A little fire right back in the belly, doesn't it again, Randy, when you give up a home run?
Brent Ruggemer and Brent will take the first pitch. He'll pop it up foul. Cody Eichers chasing it. That's going to go over the sports deck here at New Munich.
I thought it was going to crack right off of this.
I did, too. And just a long strike for Brent Ruggemer. 0-1 the count. Well, it's pitch on the inside corner. A strike called, and now 0-2. The ball's two strikes, two outs, no one on for the Royals. Eicher sets up outside, and the pitch is outside. The count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch again outside and 2-2. Two to the count.
Here's Ethan Vogt's pitch. Brent Rigmer fouls it off. Curveball by Ethan Vogt. He had Brent Rigmer a little out in front. Dribble it over to the dugout. Count stays 2-2. And Rigmer will foul this one just over the back style. Slicing. Wow. Just don't want to be on the backside of that.
No, you don't.
2-2 to Rigmer. Ethan Vogt's pitch inside, and the count full now, 3-2.
Every once in a while, we get a good gust up here, don't we?
Feels good. Gets the flies out of here. Rigmer will chop this one foul down the third baseline. Count stays full at 3-2 yet. The count. If you want to text us, let us know where you're listening to us from today. That'd be great. 320-248-1602. Two hopper over to Austin Hadley at third. He'll field it cleanly. Throw on the first. 5-3 on the put out of Rugmer. That'll do it for the Royals in the second. They come up with two runs and one hit. No errors. No one left on base. We have played two innings. It's El Rosa 5, Richmond 2. Region 15 seat baseball action on KASN. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Don't let pesky insects ruin your summer fun. Head to Kramer Lumber and True Value for great deals on Raid Insect Repellent. Right now, get a two-pack of Wasp and Hornet Killer for $79.99, less a $2 mail-in rebate. 14-ounce aerosol spray kills wasps and hornets in seconds from up to 20 feet away and even destroys larvae and pupae in the nest. Hurry in! Don't miss out on this bargain of the month along with other insect repellent at great prices. Kramer Lumber and True Value. Behind every project is a true value. Limit one rebate per household. Customer responsible for taxes and fees.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Nothing yet. I will, though. All right, here we go. Top of the third inning, 5-2. El Rosa leading the Richmond Royals. Following up with more of our text messages, Donna McAdams out in Denver, Colorado, trying to listen to it. They wish their baby sister Della a happy birthday from Colorado. Attending a wedding down there for her nephew.
Wow.
Craig Prince, I guess. So, yeah. Taking some skiing. Well, you'll have to ask Donna when she gets back. She just would like to say hi to all her family and her mother. Luke Jokla on the mound, facing Ethan Vogt. The count, two balls and two strikes now to Ethan. Ethan's second at bat already here today. Richmond hasn't gone through their order once yet. There's the breaking ball that Vogt gets called out on strike. And one out here in the third.
He's not too happy with that call. He thought it was high. But he didn't say too much. He just kind of gave the umpire a little bit of, okay, let's see if I can get that one too.
Here comes Austin Hadley to the plate. Austin will take inside for a ball 1-0. John McAdams listening to us in Lakeville this afternoon. John said he couldn't listen last night. He was at the Ozzy Osbourne concert.
That boy, John.
I thought John was a country guy, but well, he likes Ozzy Osbourne, I guess. It is a country. That's right. England is a country. Okay. As Austin Hadley drills it to left center field, this one's going to drop in for a hit. It's going to be more than a base hit. As Austin's digging it out, he'll stroll into second base with a stand-up double. The extra base hit for Austin Hadley. Austin now 1-for-2 today. He reached on an error last inning and scored. Here comes Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin walked and scored last inning when Alrosa scored 4. Richmond's listening today. That's where I got a text from. And the Dieters family listening in from Head Up the Lakes in Osakis, where they say good luck to the Saints from the Dieters family. Pitch a strike to Kevin Kiefler. Kevin will swing and miss, strike 2.
Kiefler was trying to punch that hole over there between first and second base. Give Austin a chance to score here.
So Hadley at second with one out here in the top of the third inning. You're just joining us, 5-2. Alrosa leads Richmond. Here's a swing and a miss by Kiefler. Ball in the dirt. Schmidt steps out from behind home plate, throws to first, and they get Kevin Kiefler.
Well, it's a nice throw by Cole Schmidt. That looked like a perfect strike over there to stretch knee one. And that's kind of a tougher play than what it seems like. That ball bounces away. You got to get yourself out in front and stop it. And make sure you make a good throw around that runner.
Here's A.J. Hadley. A.J. had a base hit. Scored Austin Hadley. Luke Jokola now with 4 strikeouts in the game as A.J. drives this to center field. Coming hard to Alex Buddy. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Saints in the third. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. We make our way to the bottom of the third inning. Alrosa leading 5-2 over Richmond. We're back in a minute.